Good morning, Lee. It's a pleasure as per normal.
You've got a very busy week coming up with your beloved Tigers playing in a grand final, I believe, on Saturday night against the Cats. How's that going to pan out?
Look, it's just nervous tension all round, really. But look, we're just hoping for the best. Oh, can I just say, the last time I was in here, to what you've done to the place now, this looks fantastic. That jacuzzi in the corner, awesome. Not too sure about the shag pole on the wall there, but the framed Dusty Martin prints, mate, they just set this room off beautifully.
We could replace them, the Dusty Martin prints I'm talking about.
Sure you could.
It's been a year like no other. Of course, we've seen that with AFL. We've seen a lot of sport being postponed, and also it's affected our bands as well, hasn't it, as far as live entertainment is concerned. How's the live component of our local musicians been handling it in 2020?
It's been basically tragic, mate. As soon as we announced that we're locking down, imagine a business that all of your customers just stop. Everything stops. Nobody's ringing. There's no product to sell. It's been a very, very difficult time for not only musicians who can't play, but also the guys that own the PA systems, the lighting companies, the staging.
They're so almost the forgotten workers, aren't they?
Well, the gig doesn't happen without a whole bunch of other people there as well. So, and look, that's not to say that hospitality hasn't done it hard. I mean, it's everybody's done it hard, but some are probably a bit more obvious than others.
Mm. It's like playing sport without the umpires. You need them there. Can't go ahead otherwise. And, of course, we're hearing from a lot of professional musicians that rely on getting out and about and doing their tours and selling their merchandise. Haven't been able to do it this year. And, of course, then, as we said, it's a domino effect with the guys there, the roadies, that do their bit. And yourself, of course, who's a sound engineer as well. So it has been a tough one, and also for our local musicians. But one thing we have found in 2020, Chris, with the live streaming, there's some very talented local people out there on the coast.
That's been extraordinary. The boys from the Northwest Tassie Gig Streams, proudly run by Matt from RMS, I think they've been running since the start of April. Every weekend, you know, a decent hour of local musicians doing their thing. It's been an extraordinary effort, and there's been one or two others that I'm aware of around the country, but I don't think anyone's done it to the extent that they have. Of course, we finished up on last Saturday night with part of Bernie Shines with a live gig stream. But yes, if you haven't caught up with any of it, Northwest Tassie Gig Streams is a Facebook page, and every artist that had played is encapsulated there in a little video. So you can actually, like an index, go through it and pick out your artists. And look, it kept a lot of people sane.
I love their version of A Long Way to the Top from earlier on this year,
that
too.
That was a classic. Yes.
Let's hope we've got a few more rules relaxed as we get closer to those summer months. And even though we don't have the restrictions as we had, say, 3 or 4 months ago, we can at least get out and about in the fresh air.
Yes.
And play a bit of Bernie Disc Golf, because you've got a gala day, one of the other events, as you spoke about there, all a part of Bernie Shines, bernieshines.com, for what's remaining in the month of October. Tell us about this event. We have spoken about this at great length over the last couple of years, Chris, and it's on this coming Sunday.
It is indeed. And what we normally would be having is the Bernie Championship, which we've run for a couple of years. We've decided this year that we would probably put that away for a little while, because we can't have the normal competitors. You know, we have competitors coming in from WA and from Victoria. They can't travel.
For the obvious reasons.
Yeah, so we just thought we'd put a little slight twist on it this year. So the day still sort of starts from 10 o'clock-ish and will go late into the afternoon. We kind of focus a little bit this year on perhaps people that haven't had a chance to experience it, watch it, see it, play it.
So it can be a bit of a mix of the experienced throwers plus also the novices this year.
Exactly. So from about 10:30, we're going to have a little bit of a local tournament, if you like, an in-house one, over 18 holes, which would be a great opportunity for someone who hasn't seen the sport, not quite sure what's going on, just to wander down, come down, watch some people who are a bit experienced playing the game. Then at about 12:30, we're going to run a 9-hole comp, and we'll alter the course and we'll make it a little bit more user friendly for beginners. So we sort of thought, you know, if we put absolute beginners in with other players, that's a little bit, well, it's not unfair, but it's, you know, it perhaps might not be as enjoyable. Mm. So we'll have a specific comp for beginners with an altered course, make it a little bit easier. And then once that's concludes, probably around 2 o'clock mark, we'll have some tuition available. So we'll do some lessons.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, experienced players. We'll put some discs in the hands of people that haven't thrown one before. We'll have quite a few giveaways. There's a very good chance you'll walk away on the day with a disc. As well, so you can come back and play it another time, and then we'll have a little hole in one competition, maybe put a little cash prize to that as well. And again, we'll have a beginner section, and then a one for the older, more crusty throwers, shall we say.
Hence why we're sort of incorporating the experience and the novices there, so they can both have a good afternoon.
Yeah.
Now, for those that are unaware, it's just like your conventional game of golf, except it's with a frisbee.
Exactly.
We all used to play with the frisbee down the beach with Fido the dog growing up, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Down at West Beach, perhaps. So this is on at View Road Reserve in Burnie, which has been the location of the last couple of years, Chris, and it is the world's fastest growing sport. So I guess a lot of people here on the Northwest Coast are unfamiliar with it. So this is a perfect chance to get out and about in the fresh air with your mates and take on the Burnie Disc Golf Gala Day, which is on this coming Sunday, all a part of Burnie Shines.
Yeah, and look, we'll be very COVID conscious, you know, so we'll be making sure that the discs are all cleaned properly and what. It's remarkable the amount of people that I still talk to that use that site for walking and whatever. They go, what the hell are those things sticking up there with the bits of chain hanging off them? So they are, of course, the disc golf holes. So if you've ever wandered through there and wondered what all the fuss was about, please come down on Sunday. We are specifically aiming it at people that are new to the sport. We're aiming it at people that have never even seen it. So hopefully we'll get a few more converts to the game.
And just wrapping up, Chris, how's it been going? How's it been received over the last couple of years since this has been going?
It's growing. I would think, I did a bit of a count before I came in. I think we've probably got about 60 to 70 regular users. And by regular users, I mean, you know, they'll probably play once a month. I mean, of course, in winter, obviously, it's just like normal golf. Mm. Golf, it's not that pleasant to play when everything's getting wet. Summer is obviously a bigger affair. And I'll just throw in there as well, we've secured for next year the Tasmanian State Championship.
Oh, nice.
Played at our course. The council has developed a very high standard 18-hole course that fits state championships, national championships, international championships. I don't know. Let's just keep chipping away, shall we?
Essentially, it's all about growing the sport.
Indeed.
Good stuff. All right, we wish you all the very best with that. Saturday night with your beloved Tigers,
yes.
Sunday with the Burnie Disc Golf Gala Day, and make sure you jump online to burnieshines.com and make sure you're there around about 10 o'clock on Sunday at View Road Reserve in Burnie. Chris Lynch, always a pleasure. Good catching up with you.
Thank you, Lee. The same.